This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Bharatiya Janata Party-led BJP Mahayuti Alliance is set to return to power in Maharashtra with a significant mandate, while Jharkhand Mukti Morcha-led INDIA bloc is inching towards victory in Jharkhand. In Maharashtra, out of total 288 seats so far, BJP has bagged 95 seats and is leading at 38 seats, while Eknath Shinde-led Shiv Sena has won 44, while ahead in 13. Ajit Pawar-led NCP has secured 35 and is leading in 6 seats. Congress has won 10 and is leading in 5 seats, while NCP's Sharad Pawar group has bagged 8 and is ahead at 2. Shiv Sena UBT secured 17 seats and is leading in 3, and others have won 11 and are leading in 1 seats. Among prominent candidates who won include Maharashtra Chief Minister and Shiv Sena leader Eknath Shinde, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis, Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister and NCP leader Ajit Pawar. Aditya Thackeray of the Shiv Sena UBT has also registered victory. Among the prominent candidates who lost the elections include Congress leader and former Maharashtra Chief Minister Prithviraj Chavan, Congress leader Balasaheb Thorat, Nawab Malik of the NCP, Shiv Sena's Milind Deora, and Kedar Dighe of the Shiv Sena UBT. Talking to media, Maharashtra's incumbent Chief Minister Eknath Shinde described his party's victory as landslide, attributing it to the people's recognition of the good work done by the Mahayuti Alliance over the past 2.5 years. Among prominent candidates who are trailing include Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole, NCP's Dishan Siddiqui, Shiv Sena's Saina NC, and Amit Thackeray of Maharashtra Navnirman Sena. In Jharkhand, trends available so far indicate the ruling JMM-led alliance is ahead of BJP-led NDA. Out of a total of 81 seats, so far ruling JMM has been victorious in 28 seats and is leading in 6 seats, while Congress won 12 seats and is leading in 4 constituencies. RJD won 4 seats, BJP got 17 seats and is leading in 4 seats. Others have won 5 seats and are ahead at 1. Prominent winning candidates include Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM leader and Jharkhand Chief Minister Hemant Soren, JMM's Basant Soren and former Chief Minister and BJP candidate Champai Soren. Counting was also held today for by-elections to 2 Lok Sabha seats and 46 assembly seats in 13 states. Out of 46 seats, BJP has won. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra has won from the Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. She defeated her nearest rival and CPI candidate Satyan Mokeri by over 4 lakh votes. The election was necessitated in Wayanad after Congress leader Rahul Gandhi won from both Wayanad and Rai Bareli constituencies. However, it decided to retain the Rai Bareli seat. Meanwhile, in Nanded Lok Sabha seat of Maharashtra, BJP candidates Dr. Santukrao Hambade is leading over his Congress rival Ravindra Chavan by over 3 lakh votes. The by-poll was held following the death of the sitting Congress MP Vasant Chavan on the 26th of August this year. In Rajasthan, out of 7 seats, ruling BJP has won 5 seats, while Bharat Adivasi Party has bagged 1 seat, while Congress has secured 1 seat. In West Bengal, ruling Trinamool Congress has won all 6 seats. In Assam, the NDA has registered victories in all the 5 assembly seats. The BJP won 3 seats while its allies Ahom Gona Parishad and the United People's Party Liberal bagged 1 seat each. In Bihar, the ruling NDA has swept the by-polls to all the 4 assembly segments. Hindustani Awam Morcha AJM has won Imamgan seat. BJP has wrested Ramgarh seat and has also secured the Tarai seat. JDU has registered win from Belaganj constituency. In Punjab, out of the 4 seats, ruling AAP clinched 3, while Congress has bagged 1 seat. In Chhattisgarh, ruling BJP has won the Raipur City South Assembly by-poll. In Karnataka, ruling Congress has won all the 3 seats. In Meghalaya, ruling NPP has grabbed the lone Gambegre seat. In Uttarakhand, Kedarnath Assembly seat has gone in favour of BJP. In Kerala, Congress and CPIM has got 1 seat each. In Gujarat, BJP won the lone Bhav Assembly seat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to the people of Maharashtra, especially the youth and women of the state, for a historic mandate to the NDA in the state assembly polls. He said this affection and warmth is unparalleled. And that is the end of this news bulletin.